Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on November 11th, 2015. Happy Veterans Day out there to all you veterans. We really appreciate your service. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, wrong one.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show, and of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. I think that's appropriate, but of course, we're talking about honoring the service of the men and women and many, many more women these days that serve our country in the military.
Yeah, a lot of great service there. Almost everybody you know has some family member that served at one point or another. If you look on Facebook this morning, everybody's posted pictures of their dads and their brothers and their uncles and from, you know, their different military service. And there are almost every military memorial site in the South Bay is having some sort of event today to honor our veterans. So there's a big one in Redondo over at Veterans Park.
Nice.
So if you have a chance today, get out. Get out, pay your respects.
Well, as a matter of fact, my wife and I are going to celebrate Veterans Day at Disneyland.
Ah, okay.
And they do a lot of great things there for veterans as well.
Yeah, they probably get in for free or something like
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. Lots of people in uniform.
Yeah. And another big day. Oh, this is what happens when you do live radio.
Yeah.
Rock and Brews is doing a special today where all veterans active and all first responders will eat for free at the three Rock and Brews locations throughout Southern California.
Right.
The one in El Segundo, the one in Torrance, they have one in Buena Park. So if you're a vet, go buy Rock and Brews, and you're going to get a free meal. And you know something? Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley may be at the El Segundo location.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. There
was cause a riot, Jack.
Yeah, there was a rumor. So, anyway. Yeah. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great day to talk about one of our favorite places. Something about place is very, very important, and this place is pretty special. Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Chris Hantanellas and Fernando Adame, both business owners in Riviera Village in South Redondo Beach. I don't know if you can hear me over all the background noise.
We're in the kitchen.
We're in the kitchen. Okay, Chris Hantanellas is the proprietor of Saks on the Beach, a popular eatery established in 2012, located at the corner of Avenue I and Catalina. Saxon's a casual cafe, one block from the beach, offering a nice selection of salads and sandwiches, breakfast options, and lots of vegetarian options as well. For the past 3 years, Chris has served on the board of the Riviera Village Association. He is the past marketing committee chair and current RVA president. Fernando Adame is the proprietor of the famous Fernando's Boutique, originally established in Hermosa Beach in 1980. Now, just a couple of years ago, Fernando and his better half, Vanessa, decided to relocate to Riviera Village. Fernando's inimitable skill set has filled a niche in the South Bay for decades. The store is filled with high-quality, trend-setting clothing, and is one-of-a-kind, made-to-order merchandise can be found in just about every home in the South Bay. So anyway, Joe, this morning we're going to be talking with Chris and Fernando. We're going to be talking about the Riviera in general. We're going to talk about a couple of big events that happened down there. We just had one recently, and another big one's coming up. And we're going to see what the RVA is up to these days. So Chris, Fernando, welcome to the program. We're so glad you can join us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Great to have both of you. There's just something special about the Redondo or the Riviera Village. RVA, it's called today, Chris?
No, it's Riviera Village Association.
Ah, the Riviera Village Association. All right.
We just call it the Riv.
The village itself, we call the Riv.
Yeah.
Chris, when did you first have a business in the village?
I opened here at Saxon on the Beach in August of 2012.
August of 2012. Okay, and that wasn't too. That was close to the time when we started the radio show, wasn't it, Jackie? Or was that 2011? I thought it was. Fernando, how about you? How long have you been in the Riv?
I've been in the Riv since January 2 years ago. That's going to be 3 years now. Oh, my God, time goes so fast.
Yes. And so, Fernando, how would you say that the Riviera is changing? I know that it's changing for the better in many ways because the city, the special business district, so there's more money to do renovations and so forth. But how would you say it's changed in the last couple of years?
Well, it's getting better because location, and where all the people can go and found such a nice diversity of stores, and the neighborhood is so nice, and the palm trees and the streets are so wide, and there's plenty of parking, and
yeah. It
is just kind of nice to be there.
Yeah, there is surprisingly lots and lots of parking. I mean, there's certainly a lots of parking that you can pay for during the day, but then the parking becomes free after like 6 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So after 6 p.m., it's amazing that that you really can find a lot of parking and it's free, and that makes it easy.
You want to know something funny, Joe? I got to mention this. Riviera Village, it's so interesting. You know, we know our South Bay, right, from El Segundo to the Hill.
Yeah.
A lot of people throw the term, the word village in their name.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of developments, a lot of different areas. But Riviera Village is the only actual village in the South Bay.
Hmm.
There are no other villages.
Right.
This is the only actual village. As I said, a lot of people like to throw that into their name or their title or their area. But technically, it's the only village.
Now, there's something unique about the arrangement of the village and the way that it's got the strip. You know, like every place, Las Vegas, every place has the strip, Catalina Avenue, right? There's more to the village. There's other streets and businesses just around that, but that strip that is so exciting, Catalina is just so exciting. When you think about that, Chris, you know, like Fernando says, location. You're very lucky to have that strip kind of feel, don't you think?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. It's great. You know, it really is the Catalina really is the heart of the village. But as you said, there's, you know, whether it's Elena or Avenue del Norte, there's as you transition through Catalina, you can make a left on any one of the streets and find lots of other cozy cafes or retail shops, services, massage, nail salons, real estate offices, throughout, and everything's in a nice, cozy little, five-block radius, really.
Hey, Jackie, I'm going to have to go for a minute.
Yeah. Chris, can you give us, like, the boundaries? Does it start at, like, where Riviera Mexican good stuff is, and then give us the parameters?
Sure. It's Avenue I up to Palos Verdes Boulevard, Esplanade up to heading east up to PCH there. So, yeah, the corner, the Riviera Mexican Grill there makes up the one corner. The Esplanade down here makes up the Esplanade Avenue I makes up the, I guess, the northwest corner. Palos Verdes Boulevard and PCH makes up the other corner up there.
And I noticed that there is a brand-new monument sign out there on the corner of Palos Verdes and Catalina that they recently put up when they were doing the street improvements that have been going on all summer long.
Yeah, beautiful too, huh?
Yeah.
We have actually plans for lots more beautification down here. The Riviera Village Business Improvement District. We're working on directional signs down on the Esplanade. Says, believe it or not, it is such a cozy little area. There are quite a few people will transition down the Esplanade, tourists and whatnot, exercising in the morning maybe, or walking from the pier, and not even realize the village is up here. It's such a quaint little area. So we've got little directional signs going up down there, as well as we're working on a directory sign in the center of the village at the kiosk area to make sure that everyone knows all the different various shops, cafes, services, and whatnot that are available down here and where they can find those. So, yeah, we're really excited about some of that stuff.
Yeah. As you said, people might find themselves on Catalina Avenue and not realize that it extends over towards Trader Joe's, over towards Rockenbrews, that whole, there's a lot more to it than just Catalina. And now, speaking of, you're the president of the RVA. Can you go into a little bit of, along with the directional signs and signage and stuff like that, can you go into a little more about what they're doing?
Sure. The Riviera Village Business Improvement District's been around for about 12 years now. We get monies from the city, who collect monies from all the merchants down here yearly, and we spend 40% of that money on beautification projects. I'm sorry, 40% of the money on marketing projects, 50% of those monies on beautification projects, and then 10% on administrative staff. The lights that overhang the Catalina and Avenue I that crisscrossed the street, that was a project that the Riviera Village Business Improvement District took on a couple years ago. Again, the signage things that we're working on right now are projects that we're working on this year. We also throw the holiday stroll annually, which is coming up here December 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m., which is a great event. If you haven't been to or if you haven't been to lately, or if you come every year, we'd love to have you back this year. It's a lot of fun. I don't know, somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people come down. We close down all the streets. We've got several Santa Clauses, at least a couple. one down here at Saks. Usually there's one up at the Monogram shop, and then one down on Elena for the kids to chat with and let them know what they're going to have for what they're looking for Christmas. Music, and parade, and small parade, and sleigh rides. So that's a lot of fun. Every year we do that. We just finished with the Halloween stroll, another Riviera Village Business Improvement District project where we do close down the streets. It was a very successful year. 5,000 kids descend on the village, and we get to check out all their great costumes, and most of the merchants and restaurants do some kind of specials, hand out candies, trick-or-treats, toys and whatnot for the kids. Also annually we throw the hall of the summer festival, which is usually in late June, and again close down all the streets. Shops and merchants and vendors throughout the middle of the streets, and a beer garden, live music. So, yeah, we're busy all the time looking for ways to, while we want to keep the quaint feel of the village, you know, quaint and cozy, we also like everybody to know all the attractions and merchants and things that are available down here for them to come and enjoy and make this even a better place.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to what we just had was the annual Halloween trick or treat. Fernando, you
yes.
were down there. I know you were down there for that. Tell us about that. Tell us about that because you just experienced it the last couple of years for the first time.
Well, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon, and people are starting to come in by 5 o'clock. It's like, wow, what the heck is happening? So many people just come in at the same time. By 6 o'clock, if you don't have enough candy, you are out because they keep coming and coming. The costumes are so fun, and the kids are just great. It's always good to see the parents around and the kids going around every store. We have a great time for us giving and for the kids, you know, cruising by and checking all the stores, and it's just fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Joe, I was down there for mm-hmm. Halloween a couple of weeks back. Basically, the trick-or-treat is technically from 4 to 6 p.m., and basically during that time, all the store owners, shopkeepers, all the businesses are open, and generally they set up a little chair, table, whatever, outside, and the kids can come by from 4 to 6 and trick-or-treat, and they collect candy and stuff. But what happens is, as Fernando just said, it's supposed to start at 4. I noticed on my street people were parking. The parking was already taken by 2:30. So people get there really, really early, A, to get parking and to get a jump on things. So I went down to the village about 3:30, and it was already packed.
Yeah.
I actually stopped by Fernando's, and he was sitting out front giving out candy. He says, "Jackie, can you give out candy for a minute?" I said, "Sure." So I took the bag and I sat down, and I was there for quite a while, but it was
We had a great time.
It wasn't even 4 o'clock. I mean, it was crazy. And then, you know, as Fernando said, you run out of candy. I mean, you have to be judicious, you know. I mean, when I was sitting there, I was making the kids, like, work for it. You know, instead of just coming up and holding your bag out, I'm like, "Okay, what do you say?" You know, and they're like, "Trick or treat," you know, trying to slow it down a little bit. But it's a nonstop parade of kids in costume and parents in costume.
Right.
And then basically, once all the candy is gone, what happens is, you know, friends and families, they all go out for dinner. There's a ton of restaurants down there. And everybody, you know, after they get all their candy, they go out and have a nice meal. And it's just a fun, fun, fun event.
And very well organized, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
We should do it more often.
No, Halloween. Halloween is just once a year, and that's enough.
So let's get a name for the adults.
That's an interesting concept, though, Chris. I mean, as the RVA looks for its signature events, you've got Christmas. That's Christmas Stroll. You've got the Halloween trick-or-treating. Are you looking, has the RVA talked about other signature events throughout the year at other times?
We have. We're in the throes of working on maybe an event to bring in spring. We've got the Summer Festival, which kind of brings summer in, and then we're working mm-hmm. on an event to bring spring in. Maybe a wine walk. The discussions are a wine walk or maybe Taste of the Village. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a pretty extravagant sidewalk sell this year, which we've done sidewalk sells in the past. We haven't really. I don't know the business, the RVA has really gotten behind it. So we really got behind it this year, and you know we had mixed success with it. Really, we're really going to attempt to, you know, it's really important to me that we attempt to make that a bigger event. You know, there's lots of things down here are centered around the restaurants, and which, you know, the restaurants are a great draw to bring people in, and I think it's kind of the way a lot of the larger developers are going with their projects as well, to mm-hmm. have restaurants. draw people in, but to really create some events that really, you know, make sure that we're making the merchants and the retailers down here a focal point. And whether it's cross promotional or whatever we got to do to do that, those are the ideas that are bouncing around right now. So we're going to continue to do that sidewalk sale the last weekend of August every year. And like I said, we're looking at a spring fling, wine walk, Taste of the Village event to bring in the spring this coming year. So we look forward
Excellent.
To that. We're always looking for you know, like I said, it's great for it to be quaint down here, and it's great for this is a great area and a beautiful area, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's always nice to figure out ways to introduce it to more people and to get more folks down here just to really enjoy the flavor of the village.
As my good friend who's no longer with us, Steve Mitchell, used to say, he used to call the Beach Reporter the Beach Distorter. He had a very tongue-in-cheek attitude towards the media. But just recently, there was an article in the Beach Reporter about the AES plant and how AES has made the decision not to apply for a permit to become an electrical facility, but to seek a developer to buy the property and to develop it. Does that affect you? How do you guys in the village look at that development as it proceeds, and how will it affect you? Or will it at all?
I think the Riviera Village, the Business Improvement District, we do our best not to really take a position on any of those things, because we're really representing the businesses, and it's really not our place to take a position on that.
Okay.
As a business owner, my personal feeling is that,
yeah,
you know, the more people that come to the South Bay, the more people are going to find the village. And so, you know, I know different business people feel differently about different things, but I think developing the AES over there is going to be great for Redondo Beach, and it's going to be great for as a result, will be great for Riviera Village.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
So, but like I said, that's my personal opinion, not in my capacity as president of the Riviera Village Association, because it's not my place to speak for the merchants. You know, I know different business people feel different ways about that and about those things. So, that's my personal opinion.
Very
Fernando,
well said.
What do you think about it, Fernando?
What I think? Well,
yes.
I feel the same like Chris. The more the merrier for us. If we have more consumers, well, it's better for us. Now, if I live in the neighborhood and I'm going to get more crowded, well, I don't think I'm going to like it. So it's a double sharp knife there.
Yeah.
You know, well, I agree. I agree. Chris, by the way, I appreciate your diplomacy in your position, and that's great, but I don't have to be diplomatic. I think that anything that grows, whether it's the Point in El Segundo, whether it's Manhattan Village Mall redevelopment, whether it's Del Amo, whether it's the AES plant, I think that anything that improves anywhere in the South Bay is good for the South Bay in general, because if people are coming down from the West Side or downtown or Pasadena to go to the Point or downtown Manhattan Beach, while they're down here, chances are they're going to head down to Riviera Village or Pier Avenue in Hermosa or downtown Torrance. I agree. I think, you know, because we are geographically speaking, we're a fairly tight area, you know. So if you're going to come down and do shopping or eating or spend the day, there, you don't have to stay in that one place. There are several different places in the South Bay that you can check out. And I think it's good. I think it's good all across the board. And
yeah,
that's my two cents.
Yeah, I agree, Jackie. You know, it's funny because when tourists come in and they, you know, depending on what they're after, there's something in the, you know, there's something in the Riviera Village for them, for one, but there's something in the South Bay in general for everybody, you know, whether it's the nightlife in Hermosa or great shopping down here in the Riviera Village or great restaurants up in Manhattan Beach or great restaurants down here. There's somewhere close to send everybody, and it's great that we have such synergy with the beach cities down here.
Right. beautiful. I'm excited about the future. The whole waterfront is in one state of development or another. Certainly the Redondo Beach Pier is going to be beautified, and there's going to be a lot of development going on there. This is a great time to be in the village, and so now we just want to talk about the future of the village and how things might change. Lots of people, I think, listening to this show have been there, and they want to know what's going on. What are some of the developments that are on the table that are being talked about?
Let's Chris or Fernando, maybe you can tell us. There are a couple of openings and closings. Can anybody tell us what's going on with Casa Pulido?
No idea. I have no idea.
I don't really know either, to be honest with you. I know there's a lot of the city's got lots of plans working with the Business Improvement District down here to do some different things. The dining decks are coming up. It's a pilot program where they're going to build some dining decks for a couple of the restaurants down here. The restaurants are actually funding it, but they're going to be out onto the islands, onto Catalina, and that's supposed to be rolled out this spring. So you can look forward to that very soon down here. Also, that we're continuing to work with the city on widening the sidewalks down here to create a more safer, more pleasant environment for shopping and dining down here throughout the village. So that's been an ongoing project for the last 10 years, I believe, and it will continue for the next. I think that the city has it slated actually not to be finished for 20 years, but we're working with them now to try to get that to happen quicker. So hopefully, in the next 10 years, we can see all the sidewalks widen down here in the village would be great for everybody. So I know that the city council is also working on getting the permits and whatnot to extend the drinking alcohol out on the patios for making that an ordinance. So right now, you're not supposed to drink out on the patio. So I know they're working on that. So that's gonna change some things for some of the restaurants and diners down here as well.
Well, yeah, right now, unless the patio is enclosed, you can't drink alcohol.
Correct.
So those restaurants that have like a gate or some sort of border, you can order alcohol outside. But if they're just tables out on the street, you can't drink alcohol. So that you're right. They've been talking about that for quite a long time. So that'll be great. Can you explain what you're talking about? Decks. What exactly do you mean by that?
Dining decks. I haven't actually seen a mock-up of them yet, but they're actually going to. The restaurants are actually building decks out. It's at Redondo Beach Brewery and Hennessy's. They're doing a pilot program this spring. They're going to build basically little patios on the islands that are near them, and they're going to have tables out there and wait service out to those tables. And it's a pilot program, and I know, talking to some of the other restaurants down here, some of the other restaurants are, excited about the potential of, increasing. Obviously, more seats, more butts in seats means great, greater sales. Greater sales is a good thing for everybody. So, so a lot of the restaurants are excited, hoping that it's going to work out. It's going to be a good program, and maybe be able to launch it the following year for any other restaurants that are able and willing or in a situation to be able to do that.
All right, cool. Joe, let's do our station and commercial break, and we'll talk some more when we get back.
Yes, we will. We will talk more with Chris and Fernando about what's happening in the RIV as soon as we get back. And we'd love to have your comment or question. If you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. We'd love to have your story about your time in the Riv and what a unique place it is. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
So now we're back, and this is the thing, Fernando. What a special place it can be that, you know, for those first timers, it's rare that I get to introduce a first timer these days, but for those first timers, when they see the village and we walk just a couple of blocks, they're just blown away. They can't wait to come back because it looks and feels and smells so special. And that's what is really amazing about the village. It's that kind of secret hideaway kind of thing.
It's not so much a secret anymore.
No.
Hey, listen, I mentioned Casa Pulido before. I was asking if those guys – I had heard some stuff. First off, Casa Pulido is closing. It's a Mexican restaurant over on Avenue I that's been there forever.
Right.
And they're retiring. They're closing. And I understand they're closing. I think it's December 22nd. So if anybody wants to get in there, you know, get your last fix of their food before they close their doors. Yeah, they're going to be closing the end of December. And I heard a rumor that an Italian place is going in there, but as I said, rumor. And another thing that's happening is that we all know that Mickey Finn's closed recently, and that's a Hennessy property, and rumor has it, again, rumor, that it's going to be a steak and, I want to say, bourbon place. Have Fernando, have you heard about that?
No,
or Chris?
No, I don't hear any. No, nothing. Not yet.
Oh, come on, Fernando, you have your ear to the ground. You know what's going on.
Yeah,
the last thing I hear was Hooters was going to be there. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, that's not happening.
Yeah, I heard Jackie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I heard it was going to be a steak and bourbon place, my upscale steak and bourbon place at Mickey Finn's as well.
Okay, all right. Well, that's exciting.
That's the rumor circulating.
Steak and bourbon.
Aww.
Yeah, well, the steakhouse is the big thing now. Steak and whiskey are very big. They opened the Arthur J in Manhattan, and they've got Steak and Whiskey in Hermosa now. Both excellent steakhouses. So upscale steak and the whiskey family is very happening right now. So that will be. I think that will be a great addition.
Right. Fantastic. All right.
I think it's exciting. Do we have a steakhouse in the village? I mean, we have HT Grill.
Well, yeah, everybody kind of serves steak, but a steakhouse is a different story.
Yeah, it's a different animal. Yeah. I'm not sure about There are one or two empty storefronts, but I haven't heard anything about those. Chris, can you give us an update on the street improvements? Because I know that they recently completed that corner at Catalina and PV, and it looks great. And from what I understand, they're doing it piecemeal. They did the side, they did the southern side of Catalina over by Cook and Stuff. And when is that going to continue?
Actually, it's ongoing right now. I know the 2 weeks from now, they're doing another. They did this strip down here on Playa or Camino de la Costa, and they're doing Vista del Mar is coming up in a couple weeks, I believe. And like I said, they're doing it piecemeal. So, and the city is, you know, they're pretty gracious about checking in with us. And I mean, you know, sometimes it's not convenient, or it's generally not convenient to have the work done in front of you, you know. But they check in with us, and they and we try to make it as quick and pain-free as possible, you know. And we really appreciate the city checking in with. They attend all of our monthly meetings and keep us posted on, you know, what projects they're doing and allow us a voice in, you know, juggling things around when and where possible. You know, all the sadly the work's got to be done. Otherwise, you know, it continues to deteriorate. But yeah, the city's been great about working with us on that.
Well, yeah, no, I think it's great. I think that, you know, it will improve it. It will make it more beautiful. It will make it easier to walk down the streets. And yes, the businesses are, you know, a little put out during construction, but it has to happen. We have to make improvements to keep it looking great. And as I said, they got through that over where Catalina, the Catalina cooking store is, and they got through it over by the other corner where they have the new signage. And so Vista Del Mar will be happening next. So that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, additionally, the city has allocated the funds to some funds for us to do that upcoming signage project. So we're really excited about getting the directory signed. I know that's near and dear to Fernando's heart, to getting a directory up and some kind of written or flyers out to postcards out to the concierge with directories for the village, so that as people come in, they're introduced to all the great shops and dining and services down here.
Right.
So we appreciate the city working with us on that as well.
Yeah, I know Fernando was looking for something like that a while back, some sort of a directory, so you can see, like,
yeah,
you know, if you're looking for clothing.
So the city sometimes, you know, the Riviera, the RVA sometimes, like the city is, you know, everybody's it's an all volunteer board, and everybody's you know, working on their business as well as working on business for the village. And sometimes progress does not go quite as quick as we all would like. Believe me.
Well, it gets there. So anyway, Fernando, tell us a little bit about what you've got going on in your shop these days.
We are going on, oh my goodness, we're getting ready for the finally taking care of this weather. Now we are projecting very cold, cold temperatures, and we are getting ready with all these beautiful blankets that I made. And everybody should just be prepared for El Niño. So in that note, we had to supply our consumers with warm fabrics and warm blankets. They were getting ready for that.
Yeah, El Nino, it's coming. Yeah, I think it's already kind of started a little bit. We had a little rain the last couple of days, and
The people are starting to ask for scarves and gloves now. Oh,
yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I pulled out my sweaters. I've been wearing sweaters the last week or so. It was
right.
Funny. It was like November 1st. Somebody flipped the switch.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It got cold.
And it's going to get colder now, I hope.
Yeah.
We get enough of hot temperatures. We need to look for the little fall weather.
Yeah, well, I think we skipped fall. We went straight from summer to winter. Just, you know,
yeah.
As I said, November 1st, they flipped the switch, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
But Fernando's got – have you ever been to Fernando's shop, Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got fantastic stuff over there, fantastic stuff. And right next door, you have a new gallery. You have a new neighbor, right? Right, Fernando?
We have a very, very successful neighbor who prints some beautiful photography and also is an artist who paints quite beautiful and different. And it's a great addition to the Riviera because there's nothing like it. So it's good for everybody. Just passing by, they had to stop and kill some time before dinner or before shopping or after shopping. And they make it more variety of merchants. So it's very nice. We like it.
Yeah, that's the JS Gallery. I don't know if you've been by there yet, Joe.
No, I haven't.
It's actually two artists. It's Jill Sanders and, I think his name is Jason.
Josh. Serafin.
Serafin, yeah. Josh Serafin and Jill Sanders. That's the JS in both their names. And Jill does amazing photography.
Yeah.
Amazing photography. She prints her photographs on metal. And it's unlike anything you've seen before. It's so different from printing it on paper and putting it behind glass with a frame. It's directly on the metal. You don't need a frame. You don't need glass. And it's like 4D images. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a new shop in the village.
And it's very few, or actually it's hardly any empty space in the village. If somebody's closing, it's probably already taken. I have a few people that come in. Do you know any place that is for rent? Is any place going out of business? Nope. It's just very desirable right now. And, of course, people coming from the North Manhattan and Hermosa, they found it. Riviera is probably the best well-kept secret. They're getting to be more knowledge for everybody. So it's all good.
Yeah, and Lisa Z retired earlier this year, and Urban Clothes Source moved right in there. You're right. The spaces don't stay open too much. And it's funny, I heard recently from, I think it was Jill Sanders, I was talking to her, and this is funny, Joe, she was telling us that they're getting a ton of traffic from Manhattan Beach because they're coming in and they're saying, yeah, we don't have any place to park in downtown Manhattan Beach.
That's right.
So we drive here and we can park and we can walk around.
Wow. That's huge.
It's so close. It's so close that why not?
Yeah. Oh, well, shoot. You can ride your bike.
Right.
Yeah. Chris, do you find that? Are you getting more traffic from other areas?
Yeah, you know, we get... there's always quite a bit of traffic here. Knock on wood, it's a great spot. You know, as the city finished the bike path and connected the bike path to Hermosa, we're getting quite a few more people from the way all the way down. So
yeah,
it was a great.
That is that wall. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say it was a great project and makes this area a lot more accessible to people from up north.
Yeah, that just, Joe, just taking down that wall at Hirondo just made all the difference in the world. You know, it's funny, people, you know, that maybe not necessarily from the South Bay, they might be coming down from Playa Vista or, you know, Santa Monica or something, and they would ride the Strand, and they'd get to that wall, and then they'd stop and turn around and go north again.
Right.
Yeah, now they got to make it all the way down. All the way down to the end of the beach now, which is great for us down here.
Yeah. Now they actually get to the pier, they get to the marina, they get to the pier, and then they get all the way down to Torrance Beach, and that's the gateway right there to the village.
Right.
Where the directional signs that we're putting down on the Esplanade are going to be great, because a lot of those folks that are riding their bikes down from Playa Vista or from Santa Monica or Marina Del Rey don't realize that we're even up here, you know. So we're excited about that project coming to a head here in the next couple months.
Yep, that's going to be big.
Fantastic. Now, of course, we want to find out what's going on with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, what their take on the village would be. And normally we have Bobby Christian with us. Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am. I got lots of opinions on what's happening in the village, and I got lots of upcoming events, so I can't wait to tell you about them.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
Fantastic.
Hey, Chris.
All
right. Congratulations.
Well,
oh, thanks, Chris.
Absolutely.
Congratulations are in order, Bobby?
Yeah, I had a kid, so it's kind of a big deal. Kind of the most adorable kid of all time, so.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
no, wait a minute.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. Wait, when
thanks.
Was the baby born?
The baby was born last Thursday.
Last Thursday. Fantastic. So this is the first time we've been able to say, and now, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Christian, Dad, will be joining us.
That's right.
So, Dad, I'm sorry, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
What's her name?
Her name is Augustine Isabella. It's really long. I think with my last name, it's a total of 27 letters, so it just continues to grow, that name.
Just only one middle name?
Yeah, right? We could have definitely put another name in there. What was I thinking?
Yeah, okay, so you're not going traditional. I mean, it could be Augustine. Is it August?
Augustina Isabella.
Augustina Isabella Christian.
Very, very Italian.
Very beautiful.
Yep.
Congratulations. And now, Bobby, tell us, what's going on with the chamber and the RIV?
Well, we've got lots of stuff going on throughout the city this week and in the next week. Of course, today's Veterans Day, so we're going to be celebrating or observing Veterans Day today at the Veterans Memorial Park at 1 p.m. The chamber is going to be there. It's the big community event that happens annually, so if you'd like to come out and show your support for veterans, this is the way to do it in Redondo Beach. With the rest of the chamber, we have some network cafes and mixers coming up, so I'm going to give you those dates real quick. This Thursday, so tomorrow, there's a Buco de Beppo Network Cafe. That's going to be a midday cafe, actually, at 11:30 to 1. It's $25 for chamber members and $30 for non-members. You need to RSVP to that one. The second mixer is going to be next Wednesday, and it's going to be at Basque Kitchen, which we talked about last time that they're delicious. And that's going to be an evening mixer at 5:30 to 7:30, $5 for chamber members and $20 for non-members. If you'd like to find out more about these events, you can always go to redondochamber.org or contact us at 310-376-6911. And that's also the number you call if you'd like to become a member. You want to talk to Cheryl Canamui or Nancy, and they will help you out with becoming a member, get these discounts to these events, and join in into what we're doing with the businesses in Redondo Beach. And the last thing I'll talk about this time is this weekend on the tourism side of things. This Saturday is the Restore the Floor tasting event. That's going to take place on November 14th from 2 to 7. It's being put on by the Women's Club. And if you'd like more information about that, go to the events page at visitredondo.com.
So, okay, Bobby, you mentioned you had some opinions. Let's hear them.
On the RIV.
I think that the restaurants and the shops that are going in now and have been going in for the last, I don't know, maybe 7 years, are much more modern than what had been there since the 90s, and it's bringing in a new clientele. It's really exciting to be able to tell, from a tourism side of things, it's really exciting to tell people in the drive markets or in the nearby areas what's happening in the Riviera Village, that if you go to these restaurants, that they look and they feel and they're serving food of a quality of what people expect from Manhattan Beach, except a lot of people haven't discovered the Riviera Village yet. So it's fun to be able to, if you go down there, this restaurant's going to give you, Locale 90 is going to give you delicious food, the setting's amazing, and then you can shop around, like you said, Urban Clothes Horse or the French Market, I think that's the name, French Farmhouse,
yeah.
So many cool, like, knickknacks to shop in. The thing that I always liken it to is you go to a lot of small towns and you go to their downtown. It's a bunch of small boutique shops that are great for antiquing and usually for an older audience. And now this is something that's really tapping into the Generation X and people in their 30s, 40s, and 20s, all bringing in new and unique styles and tastes that you're not finding anywhere else. Manhattan Beach doesn't have the shopping that we have. We're a destination that you can spend all day in. So
there's something about the shopping in the Village that is both fresh but also unique and also not as terribly expensive when you look at buying a gift or some other kind of maybe even a shawl or a blanket, a throw from Fernando's shop.
Yeah, and,
exactly.
And it's diverse. It's diversified. That's the other big thing. You know,
yeah.
There's a little bit of everything. Right. In Riviera Village. It's not all, you know, women's clothing boutiques. It's not
right.
all antiques. It's not, you know, it's good diversity. There's a little bit of something for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And the best part is the parking is quite nice. You will have no parking meter enforcement chasing customers.
Right. Parking.
Yeah, parking is key. Parking is very key. I mean, you've got all that parking along the Esplanade. You've got the parking in the Triangle over by Trader Joe's.
Right.
You've got parking on Catalina. You got parking on all the side streets. Yeah, the parking. Parking is a big, big, important thing.
Yes. Wonderful. And we're excited about what's going on. I mean, I was just telling the story, Bobby, that, you know, whenever I introduce someone new to the Village, they are simply blown away by the feel. The it's so cool. It feels almost like a Disneyland street.
Mhm. Especially when you get the lights strung through there. Yeah.
Say again.
With the lights strung the way they are and they light up.
Yes.
It's a really nice feel to be down there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. So listen, so give us a little more. Give us some information again. We talked about it briefly at the top of the hour. Okay, so the next big event is the Holiday Stroll, which is going to take place, I think you said December 3rd, Chris. So give us the lowdown on that again.
Okay, sure, yeah. The Holiday Stroll is December 3rd from 5 to 9. We do close down all the streets down here, so it's street-friendly, walk-friendly streets that night. We've got a parade. We've got several Santa Clauses down here. One will be here at Saks, one up at the Monogram Shop, and then there's one up on Elena as well for the kids to come down. All the merchants are open, and generally everybody's doing something special, whether it's little snacks for folks as they mingle through, or something to drink, hot chocolate or whatnot. Most of the merchants and cafes and restaurants are. Have some kind of offering in that regard. It's a great night, you know. It's the holiday music will be going, and Santa will be out to play with the kids and find out what the kids want. My son got to see Santa at the Galleria this last week for their grand opening on their Santa. Shrek Festival, and Santa asked him what he wanted. He said he wanted everything he didn't already have. I've got some work to do with him on that. But it's going to be a great night down here. So we hope everybody will come down and enjoy bringing in the holiday season and checking out all the shops and seeing what doing some holiday shopping that night. It'll be a lot of fun.
And, yeah, big shout-out to that Adventure to Santa at South Bay Galleria. I went by last week for a media preview. I brought a friend and her 6-year-old daughter, and it is amazing. It's a whole interactive experience. At the end of it, you get a private audience with Santa. It's by reservation only, so it's free. It's free.
Right.
Unless you want to buy the photo package. They have different photo packages, which I actually recommend. But if you don't want to shell out for the photo, you can still make a reservation and do it because they sold out last weekend, I mean, before it even opened. So make your reservations for that now. You can make them. It's running through, like, December 24th or something. So you can make your reservation now for you know, December 15th or 19th or whatever. So do it. Do it now. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. I'll tell you, I was really impressed, and they did a really nice job. And I know it was a real great catch for them to land that, because it's spectacular. It really feels like what's that ride at Disneyland?
It's more like Star Tours. Because
Star
of the
Tours, yeah.
Inertia.
It feels a lot like Star Tours, yeah. It's awesome. Inertia, so I recommend it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was yelling. I was yelling at the top of my lungs on that ride. It was good.
When we did the show on the Galleria, we did talk a little bit about this concept of inertial damping rides in malls is happening all over the country, but there are only two places in California, the whole state, and we have one right here in the South Bay for this particular installation.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So, you know, some other things that are coming up down here, we've got, you know, we're going to have valet parking down here for the holiday season. I believe it's going to start on the 14th. There'll be valet parking near the kiosk down there, so makes it even more parking friendly for folks if they, you know, if they choose to valet. I believe it's going to be $5, just $5 to park. So this will be the second year we've done it, and hopefully it'll be an even bigger success than it was last year. This is a great place to get your holiday shopping done, because it is, said you can go do some shopping, stop and grab a cup of coffee at Saks or at the Coffee Cartel or bounce back out, do some more shopping, stop for lunch over at Sophie's or Hennessy's or HT or Saks, and then go out and wrap up the rest of your shopping. You can get it all done with valet parking, one easy stop, you know, and really bring in the holiday season and a great, relaxing beachy environment. So grab some blankets at Fernando's and head down to the beach and watch the sunset. Have a great day.
I'm starting to have I'm starting to enjoy Friday and Saturday nights for a few hours at the Coffee Cartel. They're having some nice musical acts there. Really enjoying
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, Joe, it's like we got to wrap it up.
Okay, well, it's been fantastic. I know there's so many great, exciting things going on in the Riviera Village that anyone who hasn't been there in a while should revisit, because it really is exciting. And then, of course, the holiday strolls is coming up. What are those dates again, Chris?
Holiday strolls December 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Streets are all closed. All the merchants are open. A great way to bring in the holidays.
December 3rd. All right. Less than a month away. We're excited about that. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris Hantanellis. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice chatting with you all again.
And, of course, Fernando Adama. Or is it Adama or Adama? Adami.
Adami.
Thank you so much, Fernando, for joining us.
My pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we're thankful for leading businesses like yours in the Riviera, and of course leading in a official capacity with the Redondo Village Association or the Riviera Village Association. Thank you so much, and of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow with South Bay Spotlight. We'll see you at 8 o'clock in the morning. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.